Jeremiah chapter 33. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still incarcerated in the courtyard of the guard. This is what the Lord says, who does these things, the Lord who plans it and makes it happen. The Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and will show you great and incredible things that you have no clue about. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says concerning the houses of this city, and the palaces of the kings of Judah, which were torn down to make defensive structures against the siege ramps and the sword. The troops will go out to fight against the Chaldeans, but the houses will be filled with corpses that I have slain in my anger and wrath, for I have hid my face from this city because of all their wickedness. I will bring it health and healing, and I will cure them and reveal to them an abundance of peace and truth. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and Israel, and will rebuild them as they were at first. I will cleanse them from all their sin, whereby they have sinned against me. I will pardon all their sins, by which they have sinned against me, and by which they have rebelled against me. This city will bring me joy, praise, and glory before all the nations of the earth that will hear all the good that I do for them. They will fear and tremble for all the good and peace that I provide for it. This is what the Lord says. Yet again there will be heard in this place where you say, it is a wasteland without humans or animals. Yet even in the towns of Judah and streets of Jerusalem that are now desolate, without humans, inhabitants, and animals, there will be the sounds of joy and gladness, the jubilant voice of the bridegroom and bride, and the voice of those who say, give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good. His loyal love endures forever. Along with those bringing thanksgiving offerings to the house of the Lord, for I will restore the fortunes of the land as it was at the first, says the Lord. This is what the Lord of hosts says. Yet again there will be in this place, which is now a wasteland, without humans and animals, and in all its towns, pastures for shepherds, where their flocks may rest. In the towns of the hill country, in the towns of the Shephelah foothills, and in the towns of the Negev, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the places around Jerusalem, and in the towns of Judah, the flocks will again pass under the hands of the one who counts them, says the Lord. Look, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will perform the good promise that I have spoken concerning the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to sprout up for David. He will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell in safety. She will be called by this name, the Lord our righteousness. For this is what the Lord says, David will never lack a successor to sit on the throne of the house of Israel. The Levitical priests also will not lack a person before me to offer burnt offerings and to burn grain offerings and to offer the daily sacrifices. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, this is what the Lord says, if you could break my covenant with the day, and my covenant with the night, so that there would not be day or night in their assigned times, only then could my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he would have a son to reign on his throne, as well as my covenant with the Levitical priests, my ministers. As the stars of the sky cannot be numbered, or the sand of the sea measured, so I will multiply the seed of David my servant, and the Levites who minister before me. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, have you not noticed what this people have alleged? The two families the Lord chose, he has rejected. They so despise my people that they no longer consider them to be a nation. This is what the Lord says. If my covenant, ordering the arrival of day and night, does not stand, if I have not instituted the laws ordering the heaven and earth, then I also will reject the descendants of Jacob and of David my servant, so that I not choose his descendants to be rulers over the offspring of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will restore their fortunes and will have mercy on them. Jeremiah chapter 33.